tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Weeks. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. Happy New Year. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you, for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you for another year that you have brought us from 2022 to 2023, and we glorify your name, God. We thank you for keeping us, oh God, from danger seen and from danger unseen. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you will have thine own way. Spirit of the living God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Have thine own way. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on today, please turn them to the book of Philippians, the third chapter, the 13th and 14th verses. Philippians 3, 13 and 14. And it reads as follows. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. 14 says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. May the Lord add a blessing and hear doers of his most holy word. And today's topic is, it is in your press. As we stepped into the new year, I pray that you make sure that you have left behind anything from the past that will keep you from moving ahead. I pray that you said goodbye to the things you didn't understand, any offense you're hanging on to, any anger, any bitterness that lingers. I pray that you left that in 2022. I prayed that you said goodbye to always having to be right and being argumentative, being sarcastic, being critical, and seeing the worst in things and in people. I prayed that you said goodbye to guilt, to regrets, and dysfunctions. I prayed that you said goodbye to a wrong self-image, to feeling inferior and not good enough. I prayed that you said goodbye to any relationships that you know were wrong and that you knew that was not good for you and that was causing you to compromise the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that you left all of that foolishness, come on here somebody, in the year 2022. We are in a new beginning. Because in the year of 2023, God said you will align with people with the like-minded faith and the like-minded spirit that you have. And you will see restoration. You will see spiritual growth, and you will see spiritual increase at the accelerated rate. You cannot look back. You cannot carry that stuff, from 2022 into 2023. We are in a new season. Yes, we are. This is a very uncommon grace on this year. The opposition will be a joke to you. And let me tell you something. This word is not for everybody. Come on here. This is for the ones who have stood. This is for the ones who have said yes to the will of God. This is the ones that have sold out to him. God is restoring. God is increasing at an accelerated rate. You cannot wait and say, I will think about it. You have to make up your mind now. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. Oh, my God. Because in the year 2023, this year, there is a new anointing that is coming upon your life. And it is called the cut them off anointing. Because come on here, somebody, because not everybody is your assignment. Not everyone is your friend. Not everyone is your prayer partner. Some people are used by Satan to drain you mentally, emotionally, financially. Some people are set up as a pawn by Satan just to take you out of here. And because of the fact, help me, Holy Ghost, you are scared to release them because you've known them since 1942 and they are your friends. There is a time where you have to cut them off because everybody can't go where you are going. Come on here. Yes, you want them to go where you go, but if they don't want to go, you can't make them. You got to cut them off. This is the year, people of God. We got to pray more. We got to seek the face of God even more. We got to fast more. Because what is coming up on this earth, if you don't know God, you cannot be able to stand. If you do not know the word of God, you will not stand. Oh, God, you cannot make nobody be saved. Come on here, somebody. Because there comes a time when you can only share Jesus with them and go. Plant the love of Jesus in their hearts. Plant a seed, plant a word in their heart regarding Jesus. But you have to revoke the access of them draining you spiritually, robbing you of your peace. You got to revoke their assets. It's time out, people of God. This is the year of restoration. You got to leave that junk in 2022. This is a new day. This is a new day that has led you into a new year. You've been through some stuff in 2022. 2021 tried for to take you out, but God sustained you to go through another year of 2022. That's why this word here today is not for everybody, because you refuse to give up, because you refuse to compromise, because you decided, Lord, I'm not looking back, because I see my prize. I'm pressing forward. I don't care who I got to give up. I don't care what I got to give up. I got to press forward. The anointing costs. My life is laid down. On the line, so I got to go for. I got to do battle. I'm not going to tell you, yes, you're going to have spiritual warfare this year, but you allow God to equip you on how to handle it and how to go through it. Come on here, somebody. Oh, y'all. My God, I feel the Spirit of the Lord so heavy. Start embracing who God says you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a masterpiece. Oh, come on. Hear somebody. Listen to the Holy Spirit on today. You are forgiven. You are redeemed. This is a new you. A new year means a new you. Oh, come on here, somebody. Catch this. A new year means a new year. A new year means a new you. God has something better ahead. Yes, he does. Because the favor on your life would take you where you couldn't go on your own. You better get this. The favor on your life would take you where you couldn't go on your own. Because one must pray more. You got to pray more this year. You got to fast more this year, just like the Holy Ghost said. You cannot dare just lay dormant. You just not dare be comfortable knowing, hey, it's going to work out in due time. No, this year, it's going to be more effort on your part. Come on here, somebody. New doors are going to open to new levels, new relationships. Your healing is going to take place. Divine freedom, in the spirit as well in the natural shall take place in the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthroughs, which you was holding on for years, God is going to bring deliverance. It's time to let it go. Jesus, who, in order for you to step out into a new year of abundance, it is going to be a bountiful, abundant, flourishing year for the people of God. God is covering his people in this year. Joy, unspeakable joy. I see what lies ahead. I'm not looking back because it ain't nothing back there for me. That's my past. Ain't nothing back there for me. I see what lies ahead, so I'm going after what lies ahead. I received my instructions from God on what I have to do to keep me in this year. I received my instructions from God on who I have to step back from. Oh, God. Let me tell you, when you fast, people of God, you are giving up yourself. You are allowing the Spirit of the Lord to come in more and more. You can hear clear. You can see clear. No longer will you be held back. This is your year. And remember, it is in the press. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this new year. Lord, we thank you for bringing us, God. Lord, we thank you that we can say goodbye to all the negative baggage that would have kept us from moving ahead. Father God, we look forward to the new things that you will be doing in our lives on this year. And God, we will be careful to give you all the glory. Ooh, God, and all the honor. Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory to God. I have an announcement. It said, put on your shouting shoes. Quartet concert, which will be Saturday, January the 7th, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at the MLK Community Center, 868 Alton Lock Street, Ville Platte, Louisiana. Door entry, $20. Advance tickets, $15. The guest is the Gospel Inspiration of Boté, Louisiana, the Enette family of Bunky, Louisiana, Little Chris and Reunited of Jackson, Tennessee, and Just Us Gospel Singers of Southwest Louisiana. For more information, you can contact Bishop Raymond Enette at 318-717-4225. That's Bishop Raymond Enette, 318-717-4225. So until we meet again, I love you. God does too. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Weeks. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also